can you be ready for life? So let's love for me, let's love loud, let's love now. Cause soon enough we'll die. 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 Cause soon enough we'll die.
Your first movie was quite successful. You won some awards and so on.
Yes.
So what are the first reaction? Are you happy with how people are reacting to the movie?
I was really happy because for me, it's so nice when people are there, when audience are there, because our normal people that are there and are watching a film and not journalists, sorry, not against,
or
people from, or production people, or actors, people that are in our ambience, but people from outside, from another city, and it is so nice. It was so nice to see as people reacted. People laugh also, because you can also laugh in this film. And this for me is all the time very important, this irony. And it was really, really nice to speak with people, with the audience. It was really very reactive audience.
Fuori, donna, Hi, I'm Natalia. I'm a lead actress in the upcoming movie about Louis.
And I'm Lucia Chiarla. I am the director and the screenwriter of Es geht um Louis, about Louis.
And you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is, of course, DJ Baby Monster, and this is Radio Laura. I am tuning in just for the short message. I hope you're enjoying the interview with Lucia and Natalia and the music selected by them. I don't have any information when will this movie going to be back in the cinema, but I'm really hoping that you will have a chance to see it. If you happen to be somewhere where there is a festival, please check it out. The movie had a world premiere in a Zurich Film Festival, so right now it is starting its festival tour. It is going to be on a Rome festival and many other. So if it happens for you to see this movie on the festival, please go and check it out. I do believe this movie is so important because it covers such an interesting topic, relevant for anyone living in today's society. So with this, I'm going to continue with a little bit more of an interview and some more great music. But at this moment of time, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Even if I'm leaving you with a few more material, you were listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. I'm wishing you good night and until the next time. I know you have quite a lot of experience in, you know, you're not a newcomer. So I think from that perspective, I think it's easy for you to get in characters and so on. But what was the challenging thing for you in doing this? I mean, chemistry worked. We are happy about that. But yeah.
So what I've found really moving in the Constanze's character is that she has so many different little moments. She's not the same person as we are. I don't know how you feel, but I feel every moment as if I were another person.
We are all complex personalities. Yeah. Also, we are different people with different people, if that makes sense.
Exactly, exactly. And this was so interesting to find out, how is she reacting towards Jens? How is she reacting towards the son? How is she reacting towards from the school, the head of school, and towards her boss at work? And I think this was like the nice journey we went down that road with Lucia to figure out who could that person be. And what I really liked about it is that she is polarizing herself. She's not always the perfect mother who has her child in her head. She wants to fit in too. She's in a really complex situation, though she doesn't have a job that is permanent. She's always in this kind of German, we say Hamsterrad, in this process of working and working and producing just to be seen, just to get that job, that position, that whatever. And I think this is what you said about this neoliberalism system, that you are never enough in any way. And this is what I found so interesting. And Max and I went to my acting coach, that is somebody from Berlin, who has a really interesting take on working with actors. I can tell you, it's not about the head. It's more about some kind of feeling in your body. You think about the body as a system that tells you everything what is happening.
And that's interesting.
It's really interesting because it's most things happen before you say something that happened before in your body. And this is what we try to figure out with this. He has a special technique. It's called source tuning. And this was so helpful because if you start to show or to be on camera in a relationship and you have never met that person in real life before and you should play a couple that is like together for 100 years, how do you get that dynamics? Mm-hmm. Chemistry is one thing, but the other thing is how do you
just the body language.
Yeah, how the body language. How do you move in a room? How do you move in that taxi? And this is what we found out, and we had a really intense preparation, and it was really great because when we started shooting, we didn't need like 2 or 3 days to find the characters. We were in character. And
this is really a good point. I think that's why you feel so real, to your point, because... Yeah. It's like you can see that there is a couple. Like, you just know that this is the couple. Like, you don't know why, but now I understand also why. And you know, because it's in such a small space, everything matters. Thank you for sharing this.
And what I really liked with acting with Max, or playing with Max, or being in that situation with Max, is that he has a interest in going down in this, to go into to the dark places together, to see, I think you have to see the dark places to see the light places.
Yeah.
And this is what I really like about the dynamic and the story.
But dark places are also places where you usually build the deepness of the relationship.
Exactly.
Right? It's kind of like that's where you know if somebody stays together or not.
It was also a very, because they worked a day with this coach.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because we decided to do that because we had this intimacy scene, this sex scene, and it was also for me a very good solution to put it together, that to start not okay we have someone on set, but we try to do before that they have a day with this person and that they speak about body and that they find their way to be together, to have this scene, because it was the start, the moment that the reason because we did this choice. And for me it was the best one because I was sure they can find in this way something special. And then when you decided what do you want to give the other and what do you want to show the other, how can you touch the other, and then it was a very good, I think, a very good solution for us because it was
I really like the sex scene because it has this awkwardness of it doesn't have the hotness of the first moment. It's two persons see each other and then it's more like a couple having like, I don't know, the 150,000th time of their lives sex, and they are in the situation where everything is like they try to have the intimacy, they somehow have it, somehow there is this love, but still it is really uncomfortable in that car.
But it's also grounding. It's kind of the point of the movie where you actually understand like there is this connection, they will be fine because they have this connection. It felt like they were almost falling apart and then it kind of brought them back together.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really good moment in the right time in the movie to bring that.
Also to show how difficult it is to find the other again. Also to find the confidence and also to find this confidence in the car. Because you know, it's not easy when you are 20 perhaps, but when you are 30 and you know you have to work after, it's like this comic that I love. You know, this moment is very difficult. Okay, take your leg here, not
coordination.
Wait a moment, start in this way. It's something that in this way they took time to go. To find themselves again, and for me it was important, like, okay, we have sex, but how?
Yeah, how sex, we do
how
yeah.
it happens again, how you allow the other to come near again. And but it was also this work, I think we worked so well together because it was all the time to take time to speak about the scene. And also, it was also the reason of a lot of conflict in the team because we took our time to speak about, to yeah. speak about what it's happened here in this scene, what we need, what you need,
yeah, what's which is your, beautiful, yeah.
what you are really, you understand the process. And for me it was really important, when the actors understand what he has to do, then it seems fine.
Yes. Yeah.
The problem is if you come and said, okay, do that, this scene and the play. And for me, it was also the most important moment when they come on set and they said, I'm not sure. And it's, for me, it's important to understand okay. why yeah. you are not sure yeah. in this moment. Because if you are not sure, the scene
it's not
doesn't
gonna
work.
Yeah.
Then please, let's, because perhaps we talked about the scene the day before, but when you are on set, and you are there, and you are the light, and you are the position, and you feel, as an actor, you feel the scene. You have another approach to the scene that is different from someone that put the lights yeah. or the camera or me, that we decide, you feel it's organic. And this is the most important moment to look at each yeah. other and mm-hmm. to listen what the actors
yes.
the actors say. If they say something doesn't work, I have to understand what is doesn't work, because they know they are inside.
Yeah.
And
this is what I
really yeah. nice.
This is what I really yeah. liked about you, because you know how it is, how to stand, how what the feeling is to stand in front of the camera, and this specific moment to see, to be in the situation in that scene for the first time and to feel something is not right.
Yes.
And normally in on sets where you don't have a lot of time or money or whatever, or a bad director comes
yes.
in differently,
yeah.
they don't listen. And this is what was really interesting while you spoke about it. I remembered we spoke about the scenes we were trying to find. You always said the hook, where's the hook for the scene,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and when we found it, the scene just flewed, it just ran,
yes.
and she didn't say a lot, it was just like maybe here a little
great
bit. And it was like really
but because sometimes the actor also a position, you can stay in front of us and yeah. we have to deal with the conflict
yeah.
and we understand, no, if I have a conflict with you, I don't stay here. I want to sit or somewhere in another position.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is organic, because you know, you understand, this is something as an emotional intelligence that actors have. And if you decided that the camera, you put the camera in this position because you have the two actors together, but the actors mean we cannot stay so near at this moment,
yeah.
you have to change.
But you see, this for me is
yeah.
really an art of making movies,
yes.
right? It's honestly, we are really lucky that there are still directors like you, and also the festivals that support this,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise we would just be left with the mainstream Marvel movies
yes.
and nothing mm-hmm. else.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and women walk, might been kicked around since I was born. Now it's alright, it's okay. Fucked up, man. Why do you bother with you and my
she dances on my tongue. I know it's just a hunch, but she might be the one.
Natalia, I'm a lead actress in the upcoming movie about Luis. And
I'm Lucia Chiarla. I am the director and the screenwriter of Es geht um Luis, about Luis.
And you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
But I just want to step a little bit back. You know, when I was listening to you, and as I said, for me, this is really art of making a movie. But how did you decide to actually get involved in entertainment industry, acting as a director and so on? This is something that you wanted since you were very young, since
it was
your studies as well and so on. So how, you know, how did you decide and decide really this is my profession?
Like, yes, mm-hmm. But it's a process. I liked to play. And I started also reading a lot of theater play. I discovered theater play, and I discovered the dialogue. I loved the dialogue, mm-hmm. because in a novels, no, you have description,
yes.
And I jumped to the dialogue. And when I discovered theater play, mm-hmm. to read that Shakespeare or after also the new the modern dramaturgy. It was for me something like, oh, okay, then I play here, you stay there, and then we can discuss something. And it was something that I discovered, and then it was a process from, because I started as an actress, and then after I started to write the play that I played, and then as director, it is really later. Mm-hmm. It was later.
It takes a bit of a time also to start
process,
seeing big picture.
Yes, and I don't know, in 10 years. I think what is important for me is tell stories. And if I have a story, I have a topic, I have to find the right form. Perhaps tomorrow is, I don't know, a song or I don't know, or a music. But it's really, it's the story mm-hmm. that lead me. And then... in this moment, I guess, as a director, perhaps tomorrow I decided also to play again. I don't know. I let it open. Yes.
Great. But you are hooked, in this art of making a storytelling, and I'm very happy about that. How about you, Natalia? You started your career a long time ago, and you stayed, and I was just impressed when I saw, you know, your filmography. So how did you start and decided that this is the career for you?
Actually, since I was a kid, I love to... live the life of others. That sounds really creepy, but still this dreaming about being somebody else, mm-hmm. this always was something that really excited me, and to pretend to live in another reality. And I was playing theater as a kid. I loved to be in the theater. Really made me so happy to be in that place. And then suddenly somebody talked to me and asked whether I'd like to be in a casting agency for children. And I was like, okay, let's go for it, let's do it. And then I knew, and then I got a casting. I think it was at the age of 11 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to cry in front of camera.
Wonderful for you.
And then I thought, how do you cry in front of a camera? This is so, why should you do that? And then I just stood in front of the mirror and I try every day to cry in front of a of this mirror, and somehow something dropped and it worked. And I don't know what it was actually, but I found out that you can manipulate your own feelings.